Today the church gives us this gospel reading where Jesus talks about these three spiritual practices that he felt were important enough to pass on to his disciples and to help his disciples to be able to do them well and not like the hypocrites that he's talking about here in the gospel. So he talks about three things: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. One of the things that I think is pretty obvious about each of the three is that each involves a sacrifice of some sort. Prayer involves a sacrifice of our time. Many people are very busy, and it's hard to find even 15 minutes for prayer in the day. But when we give God that time, it requires a sacrifice of us. When we give alms, obviously, or when we give financially to someone in need or to the church, or when we simply volunteer or give of our resources, this also requires a sacrifice. And then when we fast, when we give up something that we like, a good, it's a sacrifice. It seems like, you know, Cheetos have never looked so good as they do during Lent. So all of these sacrifices. But it's a temptation for us, I think, to think about Lent as a way that the church burdens us, or the way that our Lord burdens us. Like we have more now to do, more to think about, more to give up. But Jesus never asks of us something that's going to burden us, but rather Jesus only asks of us that which is going to help us, bless us, free us. So these three things, prayer, fasting, almsgiving, Jesus is giving them not as a burden to us, but to bless us, to help us, to give us life. So how do we make sense of that? When we make a sacrifice, how does that bless us? Well, I think we can think about it in three ways. First of all, we become very attached to things in this life. And we become attached to things because there are many good things in this life that we love too much and then in a disordered way. So, of course, we can love food or drink too much. And so food and drink then take on a disordered role in our life. We end up resorting to food and drink to make us feel better. We've had a bad day, and so we eat a whole bag of Cheetos, or we drink too much, or we binge watch Netflix, or we can become attached to social media, or the screens, scrolling through mindless news. We can be attached to podcasts, political radio. So many things. And all of these things are good. We actually wouldn't be drawn to them if they weren't good. But in our life, they end up, when all the goods pile up, then they end up overshadowing the ultimate good, the true good, who's a person, who's God, who loves us, wants us to know him and feel him in our life. But because we've become so full of other stuff, it's harder to hear him. It's harder to feel him in our life. So this is one of the goods that making a Lenten sacrifice does for us. It helps to free us from some of the attachments that end up crowding out God in our life. And so that might be a sacrifice of food or drink, it might be a sacrifice of some screen time, it might be a sacrifice of television or other things that have just crowded into our life, noise of various sorts. So one of the ways that God blesses us by inviting us to make a sacrifice is by helping to order the disorder of our life, helping us to put Him first and others first again in our life, making it easier for us to do that because our life is less cluttered. The second benefit that we experience when we give something up for Lent or simply make sacrifices in our life, like the sacrifice of time or the sacrifice of our money if we make an extra donation to the church, or the sacrifice of food or drink or some other fasting, is that it's hard. And when we do it, we feel weak. And it's good for us to recognize how weak we are, how attached we become. If we feel like we can do everything in our life without God, well, then we're not going to need God in our life. But if we recognize that we're weak, well, then it's going to make us more humble, and we're going to cry out to the Lord for help. The purpose of a Lenten sacrifice isn't so that we'll do it perfectly. I mean, maybe we'll have the grace to do so and praise God. But part of the benefit of making a lack of sacrifice is actually when we experience how hard it is for us, and even when we fail. Because what's the Lord inviting us to do then? Give up? No. To try again. To keep trying. To persevere. This life is about perseverance. God doesn't want it to be easy for us, because then we aren't going to feel how weak we are and how much we desperately need Him. But if we feel how weak we are and even fail once in a while, it's going to humble us. We're going to acknowledge our great need for God. We're going to seek Him more, seek a relationship with Him. So that's the second thing that the sacrifice benefits us. The third thing that helps us in the sacrifice is related to the second, and that makes us think about God. When we make a Lenten sacrifice, and you know that even today, it's day of fasting today, and then I just was noticing all of the food that's in our refrigerator and all of the food that's on our table some of the food on our table's been sitting there for weeks and I haven't even blinked an eye at it. But all of a sudden today, when I feel hungry, I just am so focused on the presence of the food on this table that's probably very stale and not good to eat anymore. But when I notice that, it makes me think, that's right. I'm making a sacrifice for God. It makes me think of God. When we notice that the sacrifice is hard, when we're tempted even to break our Lenten resolution, what's a good thing to do? Talk to God about it. Remind ourselves that we're doing this for someone, with a capital S, the most important someone in my life. It's very easy for us to go through a whole day without even thinking about God. But when we make a Lenten sacrifice, and one that we feel, it's going to remind us throughout the day that there's someone in our life who's worth sacrificing for, and it will help us to reach out to Him, to say a little prayer in our heart. Lord, help me. Lord, I'm doing this for You. Lord, if You want me to make this sacrifice, You have to give me the grace to do it. I say that all the time, because we need God's grace. We need His grace for everything. So the Lord wants to help us to see how these sacrifices that He invites us to make, whether it's prayer or fasting or almsgiving, is not meant to be a burden in our life, but rather a blessing. It's helping us, it's not taking away our life, but helping us to be fully alive so that our soul can live finally unencumbered, free for our relationship with God, more free for our relationships with others. So today, brothers and sisters, during this Mass, as we wait to receive our ashes, as we're waiting for everybody else to receive theirs, we can ask the Lord in our heart, what are you inviting of me this Lent? Maybe we can think of these three areas, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. What's something that we can do? Maybe it's a daily thing, maybe it's not a daily thing. What's something that the Lord might be inviting us to do that's going to help us? Help us to become less attached, help us to be more humble because we know our weakness, and something that's going to help us to think of God so that we can put the greatest good, the highest good, that someone in our life who's the most important one, so that we can finally, once again, put him first.